Rashi explained, the ego, the boy, the who, the mashkin. Some use tutim and rihon of the mashkin. Notice, he stopped talking about the chertz and started talking about the gavra. Hish, the hilkach, mashvil the rabbonim kizaisin van oven. So the rabbonim, the treaty as zaisin van oven, and the Yehuda disagrees. But shar peiros, leka the bowl of the mashkin, the mode rabbonim, bohem, that what? Modim and what? Not completely clear. Certainly modim that there is no Easter of mashkin shezavu. Is it mutter to actually do schit in the first place? Not completely clear so far, right? Because you have to see that's the dangerous part of the sugya. Is there two separate discussions which are obviously related? One, the din of the individual, may he do the schit in the first place? And two, if the juice exuded by itself from the fruit on Shabbos, is it mutter or also to drink it? You follow what I'm saying? The two are interwoven very closely here in the sugya Amud Beis. You have to keep wondering to yourself, are we discussing the Isser, or are we discussing the Isser Pu'ula of the Schita, or are we discussing the Isser Chefza of the Gzeir Mashkin Shezavu? You know what I'm saying? So how do you learn the Mashkin? When the Gemara said it, Rashi explained it, that Shar Peiris, that are not Zeis Nemanovim, and not Tutim, so Zeis Nemanovim, everyone agrees, Mashkin Shezavu was us, because Ruba the Schita. Tutim V'rimonim is a Machloek is Tanoim. And what? And Shar Peiris is mutter. What's mutter? Mutter, the juice is mutter? Or it's mutter to actually squeeze in your own hands? How do you learn? What do the words say? Before you get to what you... The Pasha shot in the words. Rabbi, so you learned the Gemara. What did it say? Help. What did it say? Everyone saw the words of the Gemara? I'm sure you saw it, read it a few times through. The Gemara seems to be focusing primarily on the Kufam Gimel base, on the Easter Cheftza of the juice that exudes from these fruits, right? That's what they're fighting about. The whole discussion in the Mishnah itself, in the Och Rav Yehuda, in the Och from the Yotzei Vehem Mutter, in the Mach Yotzei Vehem Aser, they're fighting about the juice, not fighting about the actual Pu'ula. Ein Sochten es HaPeris, Lotzei Vehem Mashkin. That first part is there's no comment. The entire commentary in Talmud Bavli is all going on the second part of the quotation. Namely, that's what's going on the words of the Mishnah. I think there's no commentary. Am I right or wrong? I need Tamina to speak up. Right or wrong, what I just said? I think it's right. It's a little bit strange. You should have said, right? It should have said the two dots, the caption. Should have been either Ein Sochten V'chule, or should have been Vim Yotzim Yatzim Nasur of Yudel Me'er Melchum, etc. That should have been the caption. That Ein Sochten as a pair. There's no commentary on that. Lich Ora. Everyone with me so far? You're getting yourself into the sugya? Gotta get into this. This is a... Okay. So the Gemara is Adan Kufem Dalem and Aleph, the last line, which is leading to the Amud Beis. The Gemara is like this. The Rav Yehuda will agree to Rabbonim by Zeis Nevanovim, that it's us, as we saw earlier. Rabbonim, that they agree to Rav Yehuda when it comes to what we call Shar Peiris, that not Tutim Rimonim, that what? That the Mashkin Amutah. Where do you see that? The Tanya, Sochtin. Here we go to Amud Beis. We started a little yesterday. V'pagoyenu v'prishtinu v'uzridin. Avalob Rimonim. All of a sudden, Rabbi Osai, all of a sudden, we're not discussing the Jews. What are we discussing here? A much bigger Kiddush. What's that? You have action. Action speaks louder than words. You do an action. And actually, you have a right to squeeze these fruits. Whoa, we didn't see that in the previous daf. This really first comes up here on Kufem Dalam at base. Action. Avalo berimonim. Okay. Shal beis menashe bar menachem yosochlen berimonim. What does that mean? doesn't mean on Shabbos. Rashi explains. Rashi is critical over here. The lav ruchayu v'hochi v'ein kan mishum dosh. Sure. We have to understand what this means. What do you mean lav ruchayu? It means kalach yad. Kalach yad, as we've said so many times already, we will continue to try to maintain, is only a poter, not a matir. So what do you mean it's mutter? So Rashi has to be explained. Avalo v'rimonim diruchayu v'hochi. What do you mean the Ruchayim Lachim? You saw before that by Zaysim and Avim, Ruban Le Schita. So what do you mean over here that even Tutim and Rimonim Ruchayim Lachim? What's the answer of Osai? We can give two answers, and that's going to be the very critical distinction. What are the two answers we can give? Hey, guys, you're not into the Sugya well enough. Chaz, read my question. We saw on Afkufem Gilan and Beis, Rashi said that Zaysim Vanovim is Ruban the Schit. Right? Now, Rashi says on the Kufem Dalim and Beis that Tutan Rimonim is Urchayu Bahochi. So, we have to just understand the distinction between Ruban the Schit on the one hand and Urchayu Bahochi on the other hand. Rabbi Osai, yeah?
Maybe a certain level that goes from Ruban to Orcha, like the Orcha, that's normal way.
Very good. So, you're suggesting as follows. Ruban is 51%. Uchaya Bacha does not require 51%. It can either be, go back to our old categories, 10%. Amir Damatsi is already considered Uchaya. That's issue number one. Good. That may be a important point down the road. What else? Yeah?
I don't know how well it works into this Lashon, but there's
Tosfos
Chiluk, right?
Well, you're much too fancy for me. I'm functioning now on a very, very basic level. Yes, sir. That may be true too. But I want to know what I want to know. No one's given me the answer I'm looking for yet, so far. We discussed it already yesterday in our initial introduction. We could make, yeah?
The difference between whether it's for the juice of the
gula? Correct. But let me spell it out a little more, maybe this is what you mean. Rashi and Kufam Gilan Bey says Ruban referred to the Heftus. 71% of the grapes in the U.S. or the world, whatever it is, are used for wine. We're measuring the number of grapes in the whole wide world. That's what we're measuring Kufam Gilan Bey. That's with respect to what Rabbi Osai, the Gzeira of Mashkin Shazavim. Here we're discussing the action, the Pu'ula. All we needed to ask is Urchaya Bahachi. We don't necessarily measure how many grapes are being squeezed for wine. Rather, what should we measure? Not the chefzes, but the, you got it, the gavras. At the gavras, if most, again, either mir tamotzi, we'll get to that later, but you can also argue if you wish, if most gavras squeeze grapes even occasionally, then it's considered ruchaya b'hochi, and it's going to be also the chatchila. So I gave you two distinctions. We'll have to see later which one is the right one. Or maybe there's a combination of both. Why before did Rashi say Ruban? And here he says Urchaya Bahachi. Doesn't say anything about a Urchaya Bahachi. And it's talking about Ramonim, and before only talking about Zaysim Vanovim. The answer is that Zaysim Vanovim, the majority of the olives and the grapes are squeezed. Tutim Ramonim, we're saying two things. Number one, not necessarily did he squeeze the majority of Tutim Rimonim for their liquids, right? I told Ruchaya Bahachi. Yeah, most people will squeeze Tutim Rimonim occasionally. That's the second distinction which I gave. So the other one about maybe even Bir Tamot is enough to make it Ruchaya Bahachi. I gave you two distinctions, we'll see later down the road, which or both are correct. So far, you have one with me so far? It's basics, very basic. Have a question? I'll take it. No problem.
I was going to run a Ruchaya Bahachi, really.
You don't think it goes in the Gavra?
It could, but I don't think we're forced to do that.
So you think it goes in the Chefza?
Could go.
No problem. Still the first teretz. So cool. Very good. The first teretz still works. Ruchaya Bahachi means, we'll see, use the expression 10%, and Ruban is 50%. I suggested two answers. We'll see. Patience. Fine. Everyone, if you get lost, raise your hand, because it's going to go, it's like a building. You're building it slowly. You have to try and present it in a logical way. Fine. So the Gemara is like this. Looking very carefully. Kuf mem dalet amid beis. Kuf mem dalet amid beis. Shal beis v'nashe v'ramanachem v'yosof nebe rimonim. Rashi. Ha'regilim liskot rimonim b'chol. Alma ike desachet lehu. Hilgach b'Shabbos Aser. What b'Shabbos Aser? What does Aser mean? Aser means to do the schita, or Aser means the Jews. The Pashas, the Bryce is talking only about this, the action of Schita. That's the context. Our context is everything. This Bryce has gone back to the first line of the Mishnah. Whether you to squeeze or not to squeeze, that is the question. It's going on in the person, as opposed to the whole Sugya and Kufam Gim was discussing the Jews. So, guys, keep held cup. Right? Keep things in your head. Says the Gemara. Umimai, the Rabbanan, he. What are we trying to prove? Remember the Gemara in the context on Omer Aleph. We wanted to know the Rabbanan and Tutim Vanovim, Rabbanan Molder. Again. Rabbanan the Molder Rabbi Yehuda, Bishar Paris. Shtawat. That's Ochle Ayotzimem Mutter. That the Shar Paris is Mutter. What do you see? See it from here. Soaked in the pagoim. Look, the kavachomer. If you can do schita lechatchila, kavachomer, we're going to be mad to the juice. The whole reason for the answer to the juice is why? Lest you squeeze, you're allowed to squeeze it. You're allowed to squeeze it. What's the problem? Freit the Gemara, very nice. Umadi Rabbonini, the Mebiudi. Yeah, alright. Vetaminam Rebiuda. Eimot, Sham le Rebiuda, Yotzim Yatzman. Sochten lechatchila mi shamisle. Yehuda never was matter to squeeze tutim rimonim. Ela ma'asach lemeima. Kevin the lav b'nei schitanu. Interesting expression. Lav b'nei schitaninu. That's a powerful expression. What does that mean? You can't squeeze it. You can squeeze anything. Peace, presumably, no one does it. We'll call it a miyachena matzah. Afilu lechatchila. So therefore, afilu tamin rabbanan. Came to Laban Eschid and Ninu. I feel the Chathila, Shmah and Rabbanani, Shmah Mina. Even Rabbanah will agree. Rashi. Elamayasach Lameyma, the Rabbi Yudah came to Laban Eschid, Vichyek, Rabbi Yudah, Shor, the Chathila, Mei Ataima, Mei Hashtah, Fili, Tema, Rabbanah, Shor, Mei Ataima. Fine. What's the one saying so far on both sides? Zaysin, Vanovim, and Tutim, Vrimonim, you may not squeeze. And Shar Peres, you may squeeze. Why? Why? Why, Rabbi said, what's chazir again? Why? Lav and eschita. No one does it. No one does it. Tutiv rimonim, uchayo b'hochi. And zeisim vanovim is more powerful. In what way? Either the cheftza or 51%. Those are the two puzzles we advanced earlier. Rabbi said, everyone with me so far? I think so far we're so good. Any questions, Rabbi said? So far we're just laying the foundations. Laying the foundations. Toshib shah. Now we start the next part of the sugi. Shabbos Menashe, Rav Menachem, and Yosef, and Bimironim. Omle Rav Nachman, Halacha, Rav Shabbos Menashe, Rav Menachem. Omle Rav Nachman, Menashe, Rav Menachem. Tano, Tana. This is describing what's going on. Rashi bit me up. V'chiiyu polig le'meimah the Shabbos osur the tema haluchos the kavasei. For the huskav elah the divrei Tana the riot the whole Tana le who saw the kavasei. That doesn't make sense. V'chi tema halacha ki hay Tana. To solve a law, Kishel Menashe ben Menachem. What does that mean? Rashi. Vichitem, oh, the Yom Halach, Kishel, base Menashe, Hachikama. Halucha, Kahaitana, the Osar, Berimonim. Ho, will the Koi Menashe, Kava say, the Soch, the Rimon, and Bechol. Abu Breschit, the Ninu. Fred Mahadra, why? Should the Nash, the Savad, the Kamenashe, Ben Menachem. Excuse me. Menashe, Ben Menachem, the Ruba, the Alma? What are you kidding? Rashi. From Iyu the Chudei, Nashri, Derech, Yimon, one Meshugana, named Menashe, Ben Menachem, one Meshugana, we're going to follow him? Is that Meshugana of everything? Moses says, no. In. The Tanan, Hamakayim, Kotzim, Bekerem, Rabbi Lez, Omer, Kidesh, Vachacham, Omerim, Eino, Mekadesh, Eladova, Shekamo, Mekayim, Yomer, Abchanin, and my time of the Rabbi Lezer. What does he say, Kiddush? She came by Arvia in Arabia, Mekayimin Kotze Soda Sigmaleim. No, so you see, you follow minority. I said, what are you joking me? Me the area, the Arabia, Asra, Arabia. They're both say, they're probably close to a billion people living in Arabia now. Hundreds of millions. No, unfortunately, they're not all our friends. There are millions upon millions upon millions living in Arabia. Like, Hacha, one Meshugana Menashe by Menachem, but the dietary, it's called Adam. Can't compare it to Arabia. Eli in the time of the Rav Chisda. Listen very carefully. Time of Rav Chisda, it's down the wide lines now. To Rodin, and they get into left field with a mikveh go. Mikveh? We're learning mikvahs here. Bait the Shalel. To Rodin, Sheschotan, and the son of a mikveh, Polson as a mikveh, Bishinu Mara. I will laugh and I schit the nidu. Ela, my Sach Lameima, came with the Achshavinu. Havaluhu Mashke. Hochanami came and Achshavinu Havalu Mashke. Will derive from Michal's Mikvos of all places. All places. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is what it says. Wow. Wow. Rashi. Kidder Rav Chisda. Afal Gavdala Alma Lo Choshiv. In general, people don't view this as a fruit, as a liquid. Keva the Achshiv Ihu, this guy, Havalidi Day Mashke. Vahochi Meforash Rav Nachman the Brice of the Liel. Sochtin the Pagoy and the Frishin the Matik. What do you mean, Sochtin? How can it be? It has to be Osir. Because the minute you squeeze it, you're Machshiv it. So how in the world can you say Pshat in the top line of this page? Sochtin the Pagoy and the Frishin the Vuzu. Rashi's Kasha, Gavaldi Kasha. Tremendous Kasha. Let's say Achshavinu, in this case too. No. It means like this. Lemate kapri velo letzorech ha-mashke. Unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says that according to this Ukipta the Gemara, you have to explain the permissibility of the top line of this page only if you're doing it in order to sweeten the fruit, not for the purpose of the juice. Where do we find in Shas Bavli a distinction between someone who's squeezing something out for the purpose of the fruit itself to make it better, which is permissible, versus someone who's squeezing out for the liquids, which is prohibited? Where's that found in Shas Bavli? Rabbi Osi, what daf? What mesechta? Who's awake? Kuf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara is the famous. Just to look at for a second over here. Right, Gufa Kvashim Sheschatan Amarav. Legufan mutl lemeimayin potter. Finished. The distinction is drawn between legufan and lemeimayin. The same thing over here says Rashi. What are we saying now? Achshavinu applies always. The only way to explain pshat in the top line of kufim dalam base, only one way. It's referring to what kind of case? Legufan lematika sapri. Nu v'samatika sapri. So everything should be mutl. So the hachi beforash of nachon the price of the al sochtan bepagon of the matik apri v'lo letzorach hamashke. Catch this now. Avalo b'rimonim v'afilu lematkon. Whoa. So kvashim the sochtan legufon is mutter, but what pagoin and prishin of uzredin? Excuse me. It's also mutter, but Tutim and Rimonim is worse. That's Asur. Even the Gufan. Even when we call the Matek. Why? Hol Vika Chad. The Yavid, the Shem Mashke. What's going to do with Kvashin? Kvashin, there are many uses for Mashke. Afal Pikem, the Gufan is Mutter. That must be charged as follows. Not Menashe Drubu the Alma. And the Chashinon. Isharius lay le matek, osi le mevad le shum mashke. The cave of the EU machshav le havi mashke u mechayev. Avle pagoin, leko le mecha shh le hachi. Why? The ain odom ose oso le mashke. Nobody does it. Beis Menashe, a few guys do it. Ad Khan Rash. We still have to figure out Kvashim. So why should Kvashim be mutter according to this understanding? Okay. Maybe it goes with the mind of Kvashim is also. We'll see soon. That's a mach. There is it. Rav Yochanan is that way. Kvashim is also. Maybe Chayev. So we'll come to this sugya on Amud Bey and Amud Aleph in a few moments. Rav Yochanan, any questions so far? Just going again, push up shot. So Rash is a chum in the flow over here. You, as a Jew, can't squeeze any fruits whatsoever on Shabbos. Because the minute you squeeze it, by definition it's achshavinu, you made it into a mashke and it's awesome. Finished. Nothing to talk about. Awesome. Goodbye. Right, so Rashi said it. Rashi says it. A little further than the Gemara. The Gemara gets involved in a mikveh issue over here, which I'm going to try to stay away from. Before that, Rav Papa. Key line, Rav Papa. Third wide line. Rav Papa Amar, Shem Tavei Dover She'ein Osim Imenu Mikveh L'Chatchila. V'chol Dover She'ein Osim Imenu Mikveh L'Chatchila Polsas Amak Mikveh B'Shini Mara. Why is that? We're not learning Hilchos Mikvos. No. But it's very important that, look at Rashi. Critical Rashi. Rav Papa Amar, last few narrow lines, Tama Detrodin Lav Mishum Chashivu Sodak Shevinuhu. End of story. Rav Papa argues and says, if I am a Meshugana and decide to squeeze watermelon, to make watermelon juice, does anyone do that in this world? People do it? Yeah, you can buy it? Scratch that. Okay. I'll decide to squeeze
cantaloupe.
Do they have cantaloupe juice anywhere? Anyone ever seen it? No. Thank you very much. I'll squeeze cantaloupe and make cantaloupe juice. My middle name is Menashe Ben Menachem. Okay? So that, according to the first day in Rashi, according to Rav Chista, would be awesome, because I was Machshevit. According to the second day in Rashi, I can't, if not in my ability to be Machshevit, and it's Mutter. It's a Machlokas Amoroyim. And that's very important, Halacha Lemaisa. May you and I squeeze cantaloupe juice. The Shulchan Aruch says, yes! And the Mepharshim asks, "Women, yes." And what happened to Rashi? Rashi's doesn't count. Who matters what the Beis Yosef answered? He saw it in the middle of the space. How did the Beis Yosef answer?
Impossible.
That's right. Rashi just said it. Rashi is a Mepharish. Rashi's explaining Rav Chista. We passed like Rav Papa, and that's why it's Mutter. Okay, we'll come to the Beis Yosef in a little bit. Kerabalsai Adkan, this part of the sugya. Any questions before we proceed? I think we've gone through it, Boshim. We're trying to get to it as simply as possibly as you possibly can. Ad Khan, the first part of the sugya. Good. Now we go to the bottom of the daf, bottom of the yomid. The Gemara says the last six lines. Socheit Adam Eshkol Shalanovim Latocha Kedera, Avlo Latocha Kaara. What's this all about? Rashi. Socha Kedera, the last six lines in Rashi. Shel Tavshil, the Takno. The muchacha milsa, the lav lemashka boile, ela leochel, the ein ze derech prikoso, the havi kemafrid ochel miochel. Not mashka miochel, which is dosh, it's ochel miochel. Because halachically, although the physicists will call it a liquid, the halachas calls it a salad. Fine. Av Rav Chista, mitiv Rabbeinu Nilmad, cholev odom eiz lesocha kedera, avolo lesocha kor. Alma kasava mashka bola ochel ochelu. That's the klal gadol in the Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Rashi. Avolol tocha ka'ara the zimnin de mashka koi fi'af al gav de beka'ara lo shosi inish lo mucha milsa evika yisur. Alma v'dekava ksochel tocha k'deil kasava. Fine. Says the Heilige Gemara. Mosiv Rabbi Barachama Zov. Again, we get stuck in Tumah. See, we're not supposed to learn Tumah this year. Zov, yes, Ben, I'm sorry.
When Rashi says, so it sounds like from the Gemara, we thought we were the Gemara, as since you're going to Paris, the Mashke, and therefore it's something Dereza.
Correct. Get impression from Rashi that if you have a kind of a receptacle that is often used for liquids, that even if it be a salad there, it should be also anyway.
Right.
Some kind of Gzeir Derabonim, a Chiddush in Rashi. Right. If not for Rashi, you wouldn't have said that way. You're right. So it sounds like a rash. Correct. We get stuck back at the tumor. Zov shechole v'so'ez hacholav tome. Rashi. Shazov metame kol dover b'masav arehisid akiluach v'lokamaflik bein l'toch ha'kadera v'l'toch ha'kos. So why? V'yamed mashke bo l'ochon k'ocholu b'may iskasher. What does iskasher mean? Rashi. Ha'ein ochel makabel tumah. Last two lines. Shelo behechsher. V'hai b'may is kasher. this milk is considered to be like a salad. Says Gemara, no. Kedamar Rabbi Yochanan, betipa amaluchlechas al piadad. Hochanami, betipa amaluchlechas al piadad. Rashi, Croesus, kamish shenot of cholim idodeh. Betipa amaluchlechas al piadad. Catch this now, last line. Tipa rishona malachleches ba piadad. What? Lidas. V'nochal icholik. Vahi havi mashke kistam cholov. The lola ochel boile. So it's that one tipa which causes the problems of tumah v'tahara. Also, what's the obvious question?
What is hekasher? I mean, what?
Hechsher. If maybe you looked once Elam Metzias when you were a kid. Elam Metzias we learned about in the first book of Yishlamidas that for any solid food, kiyutan mayam alzera, kiyutan mayam, yutan hitan hosugin in Psukim and Parshas Shmini, which the Gemara describes. See, that was my chumash. Again, we're really not learning tumah. We don't have too much time to get involved in tumah in yonim, but just as they say, push up shot what the words mean. And the parsha Shmini, the Torah tells us as follows: V'chiyuta mayim al zera, v'nochav min avlosam olav tamei ulochem. Perek yud aleph posuk lamed ches. Says Rashi, liachash and nidlash after he was. The rain doesn't count, right? After it was detached from the ground, Maya Malzera, Maya Ben Shar Mashkin, the officially recognized Mashkin. What's the official? What are the seven deadly Mashkin that have relevance to this? One never knows what they seven under Rosh Hashanah. What are they called? Yad Shachatam. What does Yad Shachatam stand for? Yayin. No. Dvash. Shemen. Cholov. Tal. Dam. Mayim. Yeah, those are the seven officially recognized drinks. Coca-Cola is not there. You know, it's an official drink of the Olympics, whatever, but the American drink. But it's not in the Bible. Yeah, it's a Kiddush. Coca-Cola is maybe the real thing, but it's not in Tanakh. Okay, so Yad Shachatam is the only seven officially recognized mashkin by the halach. Fine. So, the Gemara says, Mishayorad olav hechsha kabbalas tumah pamachas shuveno neka mimenu. It's considered to be mukshal kabbal tumah. Both say this is relevant in certain areas of halacha. You know, if you wet your fruits, so you have to wash your hands according to some, based on the sugars and brachas, and the sugars and yodayim, sugars and chulin, because that's what we do on Pesach, we do it with the carpus, apple and the honey. Okay. That's an interesting question. That's a question for people who have dipped apple honey before they wash. In my house, we wash first to the challah. That's the reason. I don't know why. Different kinds of dvash. Okay, I have to figure out what the dvash is. There are two kinds of dvash, there's dvash tmarim, which is coming from dates, date honey, and then there's bees honey. There's bee honey. Right, so let's just not get involved in that right now. I really don't want to get involved in Tumah V'Tahara. I just had this to be just to be yotze. Let's go by. What's the obvious question which bothered me? I couldn't figure out what's going on. Yes? No. I have a basic question. You're making fancy questions. This question bothered me. I was going wild. Tamidim answered this question. Somebody in this room answered this question. I said I had the same question. I hadn't found an answer. This morning I found an answer. But I said, what's the obvious question? Nice. What?
Isn't this called? Wouldn't
good. So finish your question.
I mean, why do you need anything else to be mashir with tumah?
No. We're saying mashka bolatov ochel ka ochel darim. This milk that's going to go right into the kedera is, the physicist calls it a liquid, the halachas calls it a salad.
It's not ochel, it's not food.
No, we're talking about a case where there is food. There is food. What's the obvious question? It's a much more basic. Somebody asked me the question already. You forgot.
Which Rashi?
Not a Rashi. The Gemara. Bekash on the Gemara. Before we get to Rashi, the Gemara is it's called Pele Pelon Gemara. Okay, I'll tell you the question.
Why isn't it just coming by itself? I mean, the Zav is touching the Rashi.
You're such a fancy man. I'm asking a simple question. The most obvious. Yes.
Comparing Sofet to Kolet.
And therefore, what? You're right. It is Sofet. It's Mefar. Cholav is chayim shemefarek. We saw that earlier. Tosa ayin gimel beis. We're assuming for the moment that Mefakas Dash. This is the third sign, Gimel Beis, we spoke about a long time ago. The question is as follows. How can the Gemara say, Cholev Odov Eiz Soch HaKadera? We'll finish my question.
On
Shabbos? Talking about on Shabbos, yeah. Why?
Because
why? One word answer. One word with three letters. One word with three letters should make it awesome. What's that word? One word. You would want to put a yud in it, it would be four letters. Okay, but a yud, spill it mole. Four letters. Like everybody hit, there's a yud in it. One which has four letters with a yud and three without a yud. What's the word? It's right here. Look at the Gemara. What's the word? Tipa, that's the word. How can you ever be cholev on Shabbos if the normal way of chaliva is to first have this one drop? This one drop is meant to lubricate the udder so that the milking process should go better. And that drop is not meant. Rashi says that's mashke kistam cholav l'leochel boile. That's the last line of Rashi. So Rabbi said, how are you allowed to do chaliv on Shabbos, even the Toch HaKadei? What about the Tipa?
Well, that never leaves the
udder. Ooh! A farm boy. Who in his life has ever witnessed the milking of a cow? Has ever in his life seen milking a cow? I also once saw it. I once visited Rabbi Weil Shlita, now the new head of the OU, grew up on a dairy farm. When he was in my shir, said, Rabbi, one day you come visit me in my farm and up way upstate near the Canadian border. I said, I'm going to go to the Canadian border like I'm going to go. Never say never to anything. We had a chasana in Toronto. I took my children to the chasana, quite a few of them. It was one of those things, you know, after school was over, last week of June. This goes back, I think it was maybe 86, one of those, it was 85, that's how far back it was, and we had that, what we're going to do with them, looking for things to do. I remember, we'll go to the farm. That was a couple years after he was in my shiur. We went, took him to the farm, and they started milking the cows. I remember that experience a little bit. The cows had other things on their mind besides milking. We won't go there now. So I once saw milking cows in my life. I once saw it. So this kasha, I was looking for this question everywhere. I was looking at the Marsha, I was looking all over. How come no one has this kasha? Such an obvious kasha that bothered me. Who in this room answered this question? You did. I know someone answered this question. So did you find an answer yet? No. You asked me 3 days ago already. No, just yesterday.
Last week, right.
Yesterday, last week. For a week it's bothered me this question. At least 5 days. It's Thursday. That's already Tuesday. 5 days I'm walking around with this question. I'm looking at Marsha, looking here, looking there. You have a tarot?
No, I don't understand
the question. Oh, man. Don't understand the question. How can you, the same way as this unique tipa, that's Malachak HaSadad, is not considered to be Oakland, because it's not meant to go into the pot. It's meant to stay to lubricate the udder. So for that very same reason, it should be usher to milk the cow on Shabbos for that one tipa. 5 days I'm bothered by this question. This morning, after Shachrit, I decided I'm not going to be proud. I went downstairs to my shul, and they have the Hebrew art scroll. Come on, guys. There's nothing wrong looking up, especially if it's Hebrew. I got to know what it is. The Hebrew art scroll asked this question. Baruch Hashem. But not, they ask many, they ask, they think of our questions. The art, they're meant for Daf Yomi Nikkas. You know, who asked the question? The Chazon Ish. No less an authority than the Chazon Ish. But I got the impression no one earlier than him either. Chazon Ish just lived. He and I walked the world at the same time. He was nifter 50 something years ago. Gadol Gadol Gadol. But how come this bothers me? No one spelled it out before Chazon Ish. Artsko knows everything. They're supposed to know everything. And they called the question Chazon Ish. Okay, I'm just letting you know. But so what? We have it. Simen Nun Hei Osvov. Chazon Ish is very important on this Simen. Simen Nun Hei, it's all about this. He's always very important. Whatever he talks about, it's always important.
But here it's going to be, as it was in Bor, was very important. Nun Gimel. Was even some Nun Dal, which we sort of skipped over. Nun Hey is also very important. Look at this question. Listen carefully. Hinei, ha di oma cholim odun lesocha kadeira. Sarech li zoyer, says Chazanish. Shalo yolach legas piya da batipa rishona. Oh, we're limited to a case, but he doesn't do the normal way. So his first heritage is Enochinami. And we did not do the normal way of bilking. And this otherwise going to be awesome in the Raisa. Chatshi awesome in the Torah, even one tipa. That's his first heritage. Slowly. How is it possible? I'm not a cow milker, or I don't know how to do it, but the Chazanish knew about cows and milking. There's a famous story of Chazanish about milking cows. You know what story? There were kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael in the 30s that they were milking cows on Shabbos. Chazanish is impossible. Asim b'daraisa. So he had only one eitzah. Get a goy. Get a goy. So, tzar b'alechayim, it's mutter, v'chule. But there was a Zionist holy principle at that time, which has been since completely abandoned, to the opposite extreme. It was called then, I don't know, it's called two words. Avodah Ivrit. Guys, you don't know any Zionist immediately. You're supposed to be a Zionist yeshiva. You don't know anything. Avodah Ivrit. Avodah Ivrit meant you have to be completely self-sufficient. You can't rely on going for anything. Security reasons involved as well. They would not rely on a goy. They insisted on doing it through Jews. And this fight went all the way back to Europe, where Rabbi Chanan wrote about it, and Rabbi Chaim Oizer wrote about it, and they both said, the Chazanish said this, that's Torah Misinai. And any other rabbi says differently is wrong. Finished. So, well, we've got the funny heterim to do it this way, to do it that way, to do it the other way. So what happened? At the end of the day, there's a Chazanish, a tremendous kula, which we'll try to get to later on, about putting on some kind of a Shabbos clock. It's one of the main discussions of Grom, comes with the Chazanish, the Shabbos clock. But it's an Isser. So he said, it's only mutter for Tzar Balechayim if the milk goes li'ibud. Now, we're not farmers in this world. There's no one in this room who's a farmer. But Mitzvah Shem, I'll take away farmer el a father. But when you all become fathers with that Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, and your wives will be mothers with that Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, then there'll be children with that Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, and there'll be nursing mothers with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, and not every time does the baby cooperate and want a nurse directly from the mother. So there are many mothers who have to what we call pump. They pump the milk into a bottle, and then the baby gets a bottle of the mother's milk as opposed to cow's milk or formula, as the case may be. This is something that's mefursim ma'od, that exists in many places. And the big problem is, what are you doing in Shabbos? It's very possible that pumping that milk for consumption might be nisa d'oraisa. So I tell the women, if you have tzar b'alechayim, the women, if they get, you know, they get very uncomfortable if they can't express their milk, the baby won't take it. So 6 days a week, they put it into a bottle, give it to the baby. Shabbos, I tell them, express the milk straight into the sink, into the garbage, because that's no d'oraisa. So malach Hashem esvichel l'gufa. I tell them, b'drabbanan, b'malcham tzar l'goz rabbanan. In this Rabosa, I'm involved in a battle royale with Lalesh. You know what Lalesh is? Let's talk about a powerful lobby. These are the nursing fanatics who claim that I'm a bum, because after all, you need mother's milk, and all the milks are not healthy. Da-da, 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 da-da. So I tell them, if you're right, so then every woman who's not nursing is a murderer. I said, you're right, yeah. They say Enochinami. That's their sheep. The woman who doesn't nurse is a murderer. She's murdering her own child. The child survives. It's only b'chaz de Hashem. But the mother's murdering the child by not being a nursing mother. Yeah, you can look on the internet. You'll find their stuff, their histrionics. So, truth is, I'll tell you a secret. I read this week, we learned in the summertime, in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh on Yom Kippur, not Mikroi Kodesh of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, but Rabbi Harari, he quotes this from Rav Nevinson. I think that Rav Nevinson said that it's bikuach nefesh to nurse, give the baby the mother's milk. So I don't think Rav Nevinson stands here with a whip But the Maaseh Bez, that every woman who has a baby is mechuyev to nurse, so the pikuach nefesh. I'm not whipping anybody, but I would say nechinami. So maybe he, don't tell the Lelesh people, they're going to quote him, and I'll be in trouble. But I discovered it to my shock almost, and that tape. Full disclosure, about that. The tape we'll have to play with later on. Okay. So this is the Chazon Ish's first teretz. Today, nechinami. Enochinami, that it's taka. So you asked me a question 5 days ago. It took me 5 days to figure out. That you're right. The Hakama Maskil, we did not do a normal milking on Shabbos. That's teretz number one. There's a second teretz. Our Loshen Rashi creases Yud Gimel and Aleph Mashma. And if those of us have these Gemaras, have Lukutei Rashi. Take a look at Lukutei Rashi. The last Rashi printed, and most of you have this Gemara, right? Lukut, you have Lukutei on the side. The last Rashi comes from Kriyas Yud Gimel Aleph. What does it say there? Kedam Rav Yochanan Betipa Lechot Apiy Adat. Kolomar Betipa Shepi Adat Meluch Lechbo Dehahi Vaday Machsher Lishara Cholav Ayotze Derech Shom Dohaylo Kaim Lachilas Tinok. Says the Chazon Ish Mashma to Leolam Tipa Rishona Ayotze Melachlechas Apiy Adat. Can't help it. It's an automatic thing. V'nichalei lecholev v'zeh v'avi mashke. V'yim tomar im ken eich cholev l'toch ha-kadeira v'yika tipa rishon ha-kashe. Spells it out. V'yim tomar. V'yeh shlom. Kashe is what Effie said. I don't know how he's v'chav at the Chazon Ish. V'hatipa mi bifnim. It's still considered inside. This requires a very careful study of what a cow looks like, right? Velo mikri mefarek ala beporesh lechutz. So that tipa is sort of still inside. How can it be considered a mash to be mash if it's inside? The body liquids that go there, the blood of the cow is not machshir. Well, we come up split hairs. Lechoshiv blua. She'ein pi adad ela beis ha-storim v'shapir choshev mashka lahakshir. Like the saliva in my mouth is machshir. It's called beis ha-storim. So the tipa, which is in lachlechas adad, is like, I'm comparing it to saliva in my mouth. So it's beis ha-storim. Beis ha-storim is in between balua and bachutz. So it's enough to be machshir, which the poskim do say. That's rok shebepeh, based on Mishnayos. The rok bepeh is machshir. But at the same time, it's not considered to be outside to be a violation of the Yisr of Mefarek. What are these Kedushim Gedolim of Sefer Chazon Ish, Siman Nun Hei, Sivkotin Vav. Sivkotin Zayin. I'm sorry. But at least, Eli, he addressed it head on with two Teirutzim. So I was very happy to see this, and I give credit to Art Scroll. I hope it by the time we finish the sukkah to see the Chazon Ish, but this is the first day, it's only the Gemara. So Baruch Hashem. Right, guys, you with me so far? Good, but you can be grateful to Art School for giving us good Maram Bekams. And many other things too. But I use their Mazda Rosh Hashanah. Mazda is great. Great Mazda. Terrific. Yom Kippur. I also use a Mazda. It's great. I have certain kindness, but we're not going to go into that right now because I want to get sidetracked. Okay, so Chazon Ish. Good, Rabosai. We finished the sugya so far. Kuf, Mem, Dalet, Amud, Beis. I'll take any questions before we go to Kuf, Mem, Hey. Yes?
Actually, it makes it sound like there's one mafarek from Ochel to Ochel.
Correct.
But you can give the example of throwing the mud on.
Very good. Excellent. The ultimate av of dash is Ochel me Ochel. That mud clamps. You have the dash. What is dash? The Frakas told of the dash. Dash is separating what? Separating what? The grain from the husk, the chaff, the whatever we spoke about in Barichas. That's Ochel me Ochel. I'm sorry.
The husk is not edible.
That's a different shmooze. We're not discussing the details. We're discussing the principle. You can't say that mefarek is limited to liquids. That's your question. We find it as part of salads. Mm-hmm. Excellent question. The answer is as follows, I believe. What do you want to say, Evie? What's your terrace?
That over here we're saying that it's an Ochel coming from an Ochel. But over there, by the
week. Ochel from Solis, right. If it's ochel and psoles, then even salad from salad is a problem of dash. If everything is a food, There's a separate tolda of dash, which means removing liquids from salad. They have to have a halachic status of liquids. Let's assume it's a good teretz for the moment and stop right here. Yes, question.
What does it mean to bring your matek dapri?
Very good question. The matek dapri, let's assume for the argument's sake that it's a fruit, and the more juice that's left in the fruit, it's not as sweet. It's more, the juice has a certain type of pungency, a certain acidity. And you get rid of some of the juice, so that whatever's left will taste sweeter. Now, if you want to go on the internet and find out if it's true, be my guest. I'd like you to find out what kind of...
citrus juice.
Huh?
Acidic, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Is that comparable to what's on cooking involved?
Question. Let's see. That's gonna be,
because it doesn't mention the mnemonic or anything about it.
Right. Doesn't say, it says the gufa. We'll see what Rashi is about the gufa. We'll come to it. Rabosa kuf memhem and aleph rabosai. We'll start with vidag letziro. Just trying to save, not reading the whole sugya, just save a little time. Vidag letziro is where the small base is a little bit less, I would say it's about halfway down the narrow lines. Maybe a tad less. Vidag letziro afilu letocha ka'ora. What does that mean? Rashi. Vidag letziro. Further down. Schitas dag lahotzi tziro lav mashku ela ochlin. How would you translate the word tziro?
Brine.
So the brine of a fish is not a halachic drink. Considered to be a solid, so there's no problem. You can even squeeze it from straight out of the fish into a cup. Yosef rabdimi vikom alo alo shmaita amal rabbi alo rabdimi atun mishmei de rab mas nisun v'lo kashaluchu. You said it in the name of Rav. Anon mishmei de Shmuel masnin in law for kashaluch. Mi'oma Shmuel dag letziro afilu toch akara bo'itma kvoshin. Here we have kvoshim shesachot on Rashi. Kvoshim yerek chai kovash v'yayin v'chom. It's the best example in all world is what? What we call pickles. Pickles are cucumbers, correct? Which are put into vinegar, correct? If I make a mistake, correct me. I don't eat pickles, so I don't. I'm not an expert. People love pickles. Oh, pickles, the whole industry. Pickles, sour, semi-sour, sour. 10 different kinds of pickles. I used to go shopping, remember, for my family in the old days. I had this kind of pickle, that kind of pickle, so many different pickles. I was going crazy with the pickles. Because I didn't eat it myself. I don't know what they were talking about. Whatever. It was enough. Right. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Omar, so I squeeze the vinegar out of the pickle. Omar Rav legufon Rashi legufon. Im lechol akvoshim sochlem imashkat sofalem vanivla behen mutal lechatchila. The lo mefarik, who says Rashi, hold the lav lemashka hutzarech. Again, you don't want that liquid. It goes into the garbage. All you want, Rabbi Osei, is what? All you want is what? A pickle with less vinegar inside of it. So it's mutter. It's a good question. Why is it mutter? It's only a matter of what we call what? Melacha shen etzricha legufa, what should it be? Shipat ravalasa. Right? So if you look in Tosfos, I just keep one hand here. Look at one hand quickly in Tosfos. Ayin gimel amud beis v'tzarech. Again, just to get a quick glimpse before we go on to the sugya. Tosfos v'tzarech quotes this Gemara. Ay, levi melacha shen etzricha legufa, the last line. Elatama. Fisha ein derech disha bekach. Rabosai, ein derech disha bekach, if it just means kalacha yad, that's a problem. Because we continue to insist that kalacha yad is potter avalosar again. So it has to be something like a new word. It's not considered derech disha bekach at all, because after all, mefarek is a told of the dash, and it's only a told of the dash if you're taking on mashkin for their purpose. Otherwise, it's not considered a told. We'll have to get to that detail. And I love this a little bit later on. Okay, but for the moment, we'll leave it the way it is. Fine. That's the very important Rashi, Rabosai, the Rashi, the Ramaskil, Lugufa. Fine. Lememehen, Potter Avalosur. Rashi, why Potter? She'ain Zemefarek, why? She'ain Amashke Azeh Yotze Min Akvoshim, Shalo Godol Besochon, Avalosur Otuzesim Manovim. Amazing Rashi. Rashi seems to say that the only time of Yichayim Medaraisa is if you squeeze something out which grew there. Like you squeeze out the olives and squeeze out the grapes. What you're squeezing out grew there. But the vinegar didn't grow in the cucumber. It was just came there because you soaked it. That's going to be by definition, according to Rashi anyway, pot vita. Ushlokos. What's shlokos? Rashi. I feel my mayim. No, let's see. What is shlokos? Before we get to a rashi. What is shlokos? What do the words mean?
Cooked vegetables.
Cooked vegetables, that's right. Not that they're soaked and pickled in vinegar. It's cooked in water. Bein legufon, bein lebeimeyan, mutter. Why? Shlokos, I feel lebeimeyan, lav mashkeninu, ela ochel. Apparently, when you cook a vegetable in water, that water is absorbed in the vegetable, becomes subsumed under the carrier of the vegetable, and it's treated as mamash, as a vegetable, that's considered to be a food, not considered to be a drink any longer. Chiddush. Ushmuel amar, echot kvoshim v'echot shlokos, legufon mutter, lemeimeyan, potter aval asur. Rashi. Meyan pot aval asur, v'ashlokos, duimu de daglet ziranu, v'lo sharle shmuel lechatchil. So now it's a stira. If Shmuel says daglet ziru is mutter, then why is shlokos lemeimeyan is potter a stira in Shmuel? Amalei, he responded to him, Hoy Elokim is one to swear, Einai ra'u v'lo zar. It's a pasuk in Eov. What? Mipume de Rav Yirmiyah Shmili, Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Rav Chia Bar Ashi mi Rav. What does it mean? That's Mishmei de Rav. That's Mishmei de Rav. It's okay. Mi Mishmei de Shmuel would be a big problem. It's only Mishmei de Rav, and therefore the problem is sort of solved. Okay, good. So, any questions so far? Yes.
When the dag is zero, what is that? Does that mean the dag is soaked in something and then that's the brine? Or is it just that if you squeeze the fish, the juice that comes out of the...
Good question. Dag is zero, is it natural brine? Whatever I'm not sure the word natural brine makes sense. Or is it brine that the fish is soaked in? No, what does it mean? Anybody? According to Rashi, Rashi makes a distinction between what's natural and what's not natural. You get an impression that the fact that they're comparing daglet zero to shlokos means it's something which is not natural, just from Rashi's comparison.
But then that would mean it would be the same thing as shlokos, meaning it would be like boiled in also.
Could be, and I'm not an expert in fish. But this is based upon Rashi. Fine. We're not quite finished with the sugya, because Tosis argues in Rashi. Kvashim shesachton legufon mutl lememeyan poter aval aser. Rav letamei, says Tosis, the yavah lekamon, the last line of Adaf, dvar Torah eino chayev el adricha zeisin vanovim. Stop. What does it say? The last line of Adaf. Rav says, dvar Torah eino chayev el adricha zeisin vanovim, and he has the word over here, what? Bilvad. V'chein tana de Rebbe Menashe. Dvar Torah and Chayav Ladrisa Zeisim Vanovim Drichas probably more likely Zeisim Vanovim Bilvad Rashi. That's Rashi. Kolomar Osra Torah Meleches Melacha Who Drichas Zeisim Vanovim Who Tavi Melacha Avol Shad Drichas Lav Urchayu Baachi VeLav Melacha Ninu. Lav Urchayu Baachi. It sounds familiar, that phrase in Rashi. Where did Rashi use that expression earlier? Remember on the very top? What did he say? Rimonim is Urchayu Baachi. Leads to a tremendous problem, Rabbi Osai. If Rimonim is Urchayu Baachi, so what are you telling me? That's Vat Torah and Urchayu Baladrisa Seisim Anovim Bilvat. Rimonim is also Urchayu Baachi. How do you reconcile the last Rashi in Kuf Mem Heim and Aleph with the top Rashis on Kuf Mem Dalam and Beis? Now that's a kasha. You have a teretz? Repeat, sure. Rashi says that it's only the Raisa by Zeisim and Oven Bilvad because that's because Shar Drichos Lav Urchayo Behoch, giving an impression that any Dricha at Urchaya Bahachi will be the Raisa. But Rashi himself said that Rimonim is what? Urchaya Bahachi. That's the third line of Rashi and Amid Beis. Yes?
That's not yet the Rimonim.
You don't know what the difference is between crushing and squeezing?
Yeah, you squeeze
in your hand. Interesting. 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 What's dricha? Dricha means literally what's dricha mean?
Step on it.
That's only done with Zaysim Vanov. We have before Rimonim. What's the verb over there? Sochten, not dorchen. Interesting teretz. That if you stepped on your tutim and rimonim, it would be considered kalachayad. Would be put. You what he said? If you squeezed tutim and rimonim, then what? You'd be chayv. Wow. Correct.
Now we're saying here that if it's Orchayah Lahachi, it's us. No,
I want to know. I've always said the three stages. It's Chayav, it's Potter Avalasar, and it's Mutter. And according to the conventional wisdom, known as the Rambam, and maybe the Shulchan Aruch too, the Zeis Nevanovim is Chayav, Tutim V'Rimonim is Potter, and Shar Peretz is what? Is Mutter. That's how we were brought up. We also learned the sugyas, right? The Pharisee Gemara, only Zeis Manavim is the Raisa, Tutim V'Rimonim is the Rabbanan, and Shar Peretz is Mutter. That's very nice. But if Rashi says Zeis Manavim because we're Chaya Bahachi, so then the question becomes, so what should extend beyond Zeis Manavim Bilvad? It should extend to Tutim V'Rimonim. Arguably, we'll see soon, maybe you can even extend it to Shar Peres. We'll see if someone tried that. We'll see if he's right or not. You're making a very nice point. Maybe you're right. Gotta think about it. Okay. I just wanted to read it. So if Tos doesn't like it, what does Tos say? So Tos gives his word. Rabba Tamei, Dricha Zeisim Anav and Bilvad, but this Tosis is against you, but that's good. Tos is against Rashi. No problem. Ulepirish akuntris, the pirish, mishum the osi amashka me alma. So Rashi, this is what's Tosfos in effect saying. The one I was quoting before is the Nishmas Adam. That Rashi couldn't give Tosfos Teretz. Why couldn't Rashi give Tosfos Teretz? Because Rashi learns, according to the Chai Adam, that Zeisiv Anovim Lavdav. Even Tutam Anovim is also Darais. There's no but your distinction. Okay? Or, even if your distinction is correct, but we hit the like Kfashim Shes Sochton, not Shedorchon. So the man should be Chayef? So Rashi gives his own answer. What is the answer? Mishum the Osiya Mashka Mealma. So Chayef was forced to give that answer. He couldn't give Tosis answer Rav L'Tamei, because according to Rashi, don't take Rav so literally. It's not limited to Drishas and Avim. Bilvad would apply to Drichas Rimonim, or at least Schitas Rimonim, might even be a Dorais. Wow. So what's Rashi's Shver? What's Shver? Because Amai Gazu Lahaduke Udra Apuma the Shisha. But Shili Tolin, Kufem Aleph from an Aleph, you shouldn't put a rag in a barrel, lest you do skit on it, Shema Yisro. Huafilu Sachit Leka Yisra Daraisa. Because the rag wasn't created with water in it. Miesh Lomar, Tosim Rava to Kamala. Shvila Kabbi Yochanan, the Mechayev Chatas. Kabbi Yochanan will see soon in a minute. Hos Kvashim, the Meimeim is Chayev Chatas. The Gemara goes like Rabbi Yochanan. Nice teretz, Tosis gives Chayev with his own teretz. Things between fruits and regs. Okay, fine. Put that all in your computer. Now come to the last part of the sin. Okay, Abosai, we're almost done. Gufa, just go through the basic sheets. Ooh, Gufa. This push up shot, we have nothing, just push up shot so far. Mamish push up shot. Gufa. Kvashim sheschoton amarav le gufan mutl me man potter abalasa. As we saw, ushlakas, ben le gufan ben le man mutter. What's the difference? One is soaked, one is just cooked, and one is pickled. Ushmul amar, echazel le gufan mutl me man potter abalasa. As we saw earlier. Rabbi Yochanan amar, we haven't seen this yet inside. Echot kvashim vi echot shlakas. Legufon mutter le meimeim chayav chatos. Gewalt. Meisvei. Sochten kvoshen b'shabes et zorach ha-shabes av lolemot se shabes. V'zeisen v'anovim lo yisrael v'msochet chayav chatos. Kasher le rav, kasher le shmul, kasher rav yochanan. A triple whammy. Why? Sochten kvoshen, says Rashi. Lo maflik bein legufon bein le meimeim v'shoryo le chathchila. V'kasher le kulu. The lekabu the shari kvashin the meimei and the chatchila. So Rabbi tazatame, Shmuel tazatame, Rabbi tazatame, Rabbi tazatame, sochlin kvashin b'shabbos asorach haShabbos. Lo moshav bed ramurim the gufan the meimei and pota valos ushlokos ben gufim onan mut. Say some another lo yischol v'mischochlin chayav chat. Fine. Shmuel tazatame, sochlin kvashin b'shabbos asorach haShabbos. Wood in the shlokos. Bed ramurim the gufan the meimei and pota valos. Say some another lo yischol v'mischochlin chayav chat. Rabbi Yochanan tazatame. Socht in kvoshim the tzorach ha-shabbos. Avalol emotzoi shabbos echad kvoshim echad shlokos. Ba medro ramurim legufam. Aval meimeyen lo yischol. V'yim sochat nase kimi shesochat zeisim anovim v'chayev chatos. Ad kan the sugya. We're finished. We got through the whole sugya. Any questions before we try to analyze a little bit further? We finished all the gemara. That's it. Done. Done. So now let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone has the Shulchan Aruch here, just to see what it says. Simon Shin Chaf. Just to see what it says. Zeisim Vanovim Sifal. Also the Sochto. The Yotz Miatvan Asurim. Afilu lo even the melel achila. Fine. V'tutim v'rimona v'ronim. Also the sochta. Okay, that's what we saw. Right? Everyone agrees l'chatchila. It's awesome. V'im yotzo me'atzman. Excuse me. Im omdem l'achila mutter. Im omdem l'mashkin. Asur. That's the gemara. Ushar kol ha-peiris, the punchline, muto l'sochton. Not just that the juice that comes out is okay, it's muto l'sochton. Muto l'sochton. Says Mishnah Berurah Zayin, shem de'ovdan l'achila v'lekla v'debor lu l'mashkin, ein shei mashka l'yotze mehen, havikem mafrid ochel me'ochel, v'avdu choshev alein b'schitos l'mashke, Botla daito eitzel kol odom. Sharatzi it says, ayin bir halacha. This is against whom? Against Rashi. Take a look at the bir halacha. We all have it in front of you. Bir halacha. Ayin mish nebrua shekosav shachilu is shesoch to l'shem mashke. V'yav shataz hiskel mishitas Rashi. The dafkim schot and stomach. Vnuchalom the kavanos of the elamatik apriel shemashk upirish shekain adas kol aposkim who beveis yosef avatiyul nesochton bemes das hashulchan aruch ain okain but the hitler b'siv vav this called lemons on the bottom limonim lemons hikshkan apriel begodim gam ma'ayin bechidush ramban v'rashbo v'ritvo yir el edja the das harif. Vagonim and matiru in the sochton or filo shen sochton shen mashke kapasha de gemara. Mele gam asmag vasmak varosh vatur shetigalosh on the rif. Kam gen kavanos and hachi. Ayin chidushi rabban rashbo shen skim akein la locha. Because of shekain who gam kain das avena yona. Brackets. Vakusha shen nizko bedivre rashi vatosis. Ulifimash ha-omra gemara. Keva dach shevinu havali mashke. Im kain afilu sharperes nami. That's a tremendous kash, right? For a tirtzu b'chidushay manal, there's a lashon Ramban b'chidusha, t'rodin sheschotan, and the mayasach l'meva v'chule, pirish rashi is a lashonu, hochi mefarash av nachman v'chule, v'lo m'chuba v'chule, v'hayan demin elakar av chista, koloma, hayinu tama d'chashinan d'beis menashe v'ar menachem v'pnei, shezeh noa kiminhogo v'yach shevinu. Uchad Rav Chista, the Omar Trodin Shaskot and Polsnes and Mikkel Mishin Emara, Volabenes Chidinu, the Ruba the Amol of Sachtilahu, Kevon, very important line now. Kevon, the Ika Mi'uta the Sachtilahu, there is such a minority. Vizen, Nohag Kiminik also Mi'ut, Uskot on the Mashkin Vachashavon, Havilu Mashkin, V'ilu Bishar Peris. She'en shum adam sofa l'mashkin. Nobody does it. Afal pisha zet, this nut. Schotan, bot lo daito eitzel kol odom. V'nochonu. Chenim edivir, Rabben HaGadol Rif, ad kan l'shonan, the Rashbo and the Ritvo. V'chol zeh nela me'enei abeis Yosef abach, shedochku atzman liyashev kushas rasha shitsa matirim. Mogan Avram, kivim idas atzman l'sorazu. He didn't have a rat pa yitzel, he didn't have these svarim. He thought of a teretz on his own. And the back, end brackets. This is what they say. Fine. So what does it come out? According to the, who's Machmir? Rashi. So the last line he says, forget Rashi. Rif, Rabam, Smag, Rosh, Turu, Ben Yonah, Ramban, Rosh, Bar, Ritva, Kobo. Woo! Kulam, Tavsu, Lahatli, Bishar, Peres, Afilik, Shesach, Moshe, Mashka. Ein, Lanu, Lachosh, Das, Machmir, Mitzad, Adin, Lichidoy, Lagabar. Forget Rashi, the Das, Yochid. Vigam, look at this now. Vigam, this is the top. The Efsher, Lefi Terutza, the Rav Papa, Gam Rashi, Vatosis Modin, Kamosha Kotzu, Haposkin. Who said, which person said that? Rabbi said, who saw it? Who saw it? Bet Yosef, Maran Bet Yosef said that. The Rashi never meant to ask it loud. Rashi never forged on a Posik. Rashi explained Rav Chista all that way. Rav Papa disagrees. Finished. So therefore, the minute is to be Mekel and goodbye, Charlie. Ad Khan, the Biolach. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. Who is Machmir? The Chayodim. Chayodim, I think we have in the Ma'am Makomas too, if I'm not mistaken. Chayodim. Klal Yadalat Siv Gimel. Let's take a look. The first Siv, the one that Gimel got knocked out somehow. Sha'ar Peiris. Everyone with me? Page 2 of the Makoros. Shar Peiris, Shein Derech L'Sochton, Kevon Shezem, Eskaivon, Nahotzi Mashke, Yesh Orem Demichayev, Rashi. Rabosai, is this true, or is it not true? I want you to answer me, honestly. Is it true, or is it not true? Did Rashi say that Tzchitas Shar Peiris is Chayev? Yes or no? I want an honest answer. That's a different question. Did Rashi say that Tzchitas Shar Peiros is Asur? Yes or no? Two separate questions. First one I answer is Ichai. Second answer is Asur. What's the answer to both questions? In my opinion. Yes to both? Show me. Stephen, show me. Right. But Rashi Uzur Chayr is limited, in my opinion, arguably at least, to Rimonim. Rimonim is Ruchayim. Rimonim we'll call a miut. Okay? We'll call it a miut hamosah just to make life easy. Shar Peiris, which is a miut, we'll call it a miut shein hamosah, just this one guy does it. I find that Rashi at one point says that it's asur. Where did Rashi say that? That's the Rashi, Kedir Rav Chista, the famous Rashi. What did Rashi say? Rashi says, I, the Brisa de Liel, Sochtin bepagoyon uveprishin, which we would say should be het the garment. No, it's what's the case? Lematik apri, v'lo l'tzorach hamashka. But if it were what? Come on, guys, help me. For l'tzorach hamashka would be what? What's the magic word? Asur, but not chayav. I want to argue with no less than a thar than the chayodim. I know I'm a very small man, but you have to show me that I'm wrong. Ani akotim against the chayodim godol ador. I want to suggest that Rashi never said Chayef. He only said us. Big nafkamina. Who cares? We don't pass like Rashi anyway. Now, big nafkamina. Because the Chayonim passed like Rashi because of Chashash Taraisa. For the Chayin, Tzorach Lizoyer, Shal Yisqot Shempri. Why? He's scared of a Daraisa. Scared of a Daraisa. Here's the Mechabez Megil, all these things. Mechabez Megil, all these things. But Nochal Nizor B'Sofik Yisad Araisa. That's how he ends up. In my view, it is no sabbat d'oraisa. Even Rashi would only say it's not sabbat d'rabbanon. You have to show me. The burden of proof is on you. Take that back. It's hard to... Chayam's like... I don't know who the burden of proof is on. Chayam says, he says, it's chayam d'oraisa. I say, no. But you got to show me. Since you're my talmidim, you have to... The burden is on you. Yeah, I go back to my first statement. You have to show me that I'm wrong. You have to show me that Rashi says someone that's chayam, not just us. I can see that it's us. Now, Beis Yosef says... Let's go back to the Beis Yosef. The Rashi never meant it. Take a look at this Beis Yosef over here. Very long Beis Yosef. Very long Beis Yosef. So, see if I found the right place here. The way he says that. Oh, the Yom Tomar, from the top. From the very top. The Yom Tomar. Come with me. Beis Yosef, page 1. The Divrei HaPoskim. Shekos Vustam Shar Peres Mutal L'Sochtan. That includes himself, Maran. He wrote that way in the Shulchan Aruch. Umashma filo d'holtzi be'mein z'nami shari. Heich yitar tzuhod u'kimna l'haydi yosik rab chista. Di'im ken kol ha'odam shetsochet shum pri l'meim av afo pi shein derech l'soch lo kevin d'akshave hab l'mashke v'yosav yesh lomar. D'lo svir lei d'tam ad rab chista mishum de kevin d'akshave hab l'mashke. Ele k'dom rab popo. D'tam ha mishum d'avidovash ein osu mimenu mikvo l'chatchila. Hainu lemay the sal the diet of the tamag of chisim mishum kevin the achshavim havle mashke alamay the asik rav popo kevin the matzina the ferushi sochtem kepashtei hachinaktinan shine hachinaktinan. That's all. Finished. Mechabel the Shitas left it out. He wasn't choshesh for Rashi. I'm saying, number one, it was never the Raisa if you ask me in Rashi. And number two, Maran Bet Yosef claimed that Rashi never meant the Lalocha. Never meant the Lalocha. Finished. 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 Good. Now, so far, so good, Rabbi Osai? We're going through the sugya slow. The Rambam paskins like the Mechaber, but he explains a little bit more. I think you all have the Rambam in the back. It's the one I asked you to see, I think. I think it's Rambam on the Rambam comes, is it? Not sure. Is the Rambam here? The Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, I believe it is. Let's read together. Okay? This edition is page Yud Gimel in the column 3 halfway down. Mefare chay mishim dosh. Vasochet zaysim vanovim chay mishim mefare. Leficha, catch this now. Osir lischo putim v'rimonim. Hoil, critical Rambam. Hoil, umiktsas b'nei adam sochtin osam kizaysim vanovim. Shema yavo lischo zaysim vanovim. Aval Shar Peris, don't preach him with Tapuchin ve Uzerin, Mutal Sokhna the Shabbos, the Pnei, She'enon, Bnei, Schita. We had two distinctions earlier, right? Chefza Gavra, right? Or 51% versus less. The Rambam says two things. There's Tutim v'rimonim. Number one, it's Bnei Adam. He's measuring people and not measuring objects. And number two, he says Miktas. Miktas presumably is less than Rov. Get an impression from the Rambam. Even though it's less than Rov, people are doing it, it's awesome with the Rabbanim. What impression is conveyed? It's hard to say. Perhaps you get an impression that if the majority of people would do it, would be Doraisa. And we don't need the fact that Ruban the Tzchita Kaimi, which we saw earlier as Eitzen Vanovim, except perhaps to Aser the Mashkim Shezavu B'di'evit. Now, there's no machlokus in the Metzias between Rambam and Rashi. We could say that Rashi holds that if mixes v'nei adam do the schita, it's called ruchaya v'hachi and will be osu midoraisa. And zeisim anovim is, forget the expression, lav dafka. That's what the Nishmas Adam says. Quote the Rashi, it's lav dafka. He went as far as to say, quote the Rashi, even what? Trebol said, even what? Even Sharperis is osu midoraisa. I've yet to see it in Rashi. And it's hard for you to accept that. It's lavu chayavah. It's klachayat. Not a normal thing to do. But tutim rimonim, which is, let's say, 30% of the people will use it for mashkin. Just throw out a number. According to the Rambam, it's not a din d'oraisa. You know why? But Rashi's right. Rashi's right, Rabosai. 30% of people do so, that's not called klachayat. The answer, Rabosai, according to the Rambam, it's not a chesaron in the pu'ula al tzkalach hayad of lavu chayabachi. It's a chesaron in the what? In the what? In the cheftza. In the cheftza. In order for it to be considered a mashke, my pshat, it has to be what? It has to be a rov. I'm not clear, I'm a rov of what? Rov people or rov olives? Or rov grapes? The difference. We can easily see that the majority of people are using this particular fruit for schita on occasion, but they're not going to use most of the fruit for squeezing purposes. It's not clear. Yes?
Doesn't it seem from the Rambam that it's only the Raisa rove people are squeezing a fruit that is ready to be squeezed?
The Rambam says as follows. Let's read it together. Rambam says, where is it? No details provided. Only by contrast, tutim and rimonim are mixes bnei adam. So therefore, like zeis and vanovim, so they made a gzeira. But zeis and vanovim is more than mixes. It's rove. Rove what? It's enough rove bnei adam. That's a simple read. Would you require rove zeis and vanovim also? Big difference. Halacha Maaseh, big difference.
We need rove people to do a food that is ready to be squeezed.
Right. I have no base to be making. As long as it's rove people, something else would be enough. I agree with you. I have no basis to go to say differently. Yeah.
The Rambam himself tells you the reason for the Xera in the first place isn't about that fruit. It's about protecting the other fruit.
Correct. Right? I'm saying we don't find the pshuto here a need for the majority of the fruit to be crushed to make it a daraisa. The pashas is enough for the majority of the people to do it to make it into a daraisa.
So you define the reason according to the Rambam. What's the reason why zeis and vanovim cannot be squeezed?
But let me just finish my sentence. The problem with this analysis is as follows. If you're going to tell me, listen very carefully, that it's enough that the majority of the people do it, that's going to make it into a daraisa, it's shver misvara. Why, if 51% do it, it's daraisa. And if 49% is the rabbanan, why? It's ruchaya b'achi. See, in lumdus, I find it easier to say it's not going to be a daraisa unless you have 51% of the fruits being squeezed. Why? Because I told you before, it's a din in the chevza. It's a chesaron in the chevza. And a chesaron in the chevza, to my mind, again, I'm not saying I have to be right, but to my mind, the chesaron in the chevza is easier to explain if what? It depends upon the majority of the chevza. Let me say it one more time. If it depends upon the majority of the chefza, I understand. 51% I use a squeeze, it's considered chefza of mashkin. 49% of squeeze is considered chefza of ochlin, even though 80% of people do it on occasion. But the define it as an ochel, since only the minority are being squeezed. But if you're going to say, as I said it originally, based on the lush of the Rambam, that as long as I have a majority of the people squeezing these fruits on occasion, it would be us from the oraisa, and I don't understand why tutan v'rimonim are not oraisa. It's not kalach hayad. 40% is kalach hayad. That's my issue over here. Follow what I'm saying. The words of the Rambam can be read the other way, but in terms of the lumdus, seems better the other direction. Is anyone with follow what I'm saying? This is punch of these. Today we're laying the foundations. Before I end, and after end, we're starting mincha 3 minutes early for the Avinu Malkeinu. But before I end, is also the sheet of Rabbeinu Chanan. It's a whole different story. Rabbeinu Chanan argues on two things, and some say three things. One, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. The kvashim shesachta on the meimayan is chayav chatz, which all the other people we saw disagree with. Two, even more radical, he paskins mashkin abolat ha'ochlin is no heter. Osa medarais, the b'pshut. Osa b'shur, pashas is chayav. It's in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes it, rejects it. And three, and here's what the big three, that's the big question, you have to look at the korban, the sandal, os pei. You have a chance to look at it tomorrow if you have a tomorrow shiur. You get an impression that he rejects the last line of the Gemara. The last line of the Gemara says what? B'doraisa only zeisavan avin bilvad. Tosis takes it literally. Rashi extends it, according to the Chayonim anyway, to tutim vanovim. And he says even shar peiris, we haven't found that yet. But the Rav says no. We're going to reject the last line of the Gemara because it's against the Gemara of Kvashim Shesachdan Legufa and Chayav. He passed like Rav Yochanan, right? So you have to, Rav Yochanan and Rav are arguing by Kvashim. They're arguing by what? By beyond Zaysen Vanovim as well. So we reject Rav Yochanan, if Rav Yochanan beats out Rav earlier, he beats him out later too. That seems to be the opinion of the Rav. We're still not sure how he gets from there that you don't accept the heter of the Toch Ochlin. That's the Korban Asana works on and others work on. So tomorrow we'll continue to be netted with these important subjects. Okay? Good. If you didn't get one of these Makoros, please take one.